Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 3rd of September. First of all, it was wonderful to see veteran sprinter Borderless Scott emphatically win last Saturday's Betfred Beverley Bullet Sprint on the Westwood. The 10-year-old, twice a winner of York's Group 1 Nunthorpe Stakes, was a popular winner of this listed race, much to the delight of his connections, including trainer Robin Basterman, who is based at Cowthorpe near Wetherby. Well, Borderless Scott was given a confident ride by Freddie Tillitsky, and he could now be aimed at the Group 1 Prix de la Baie at Longchamp on Sunday the 7th of October, a race won last year by Tangerine Trees, trained at Hambleton near Thirst by Brian Smart, and the winner of last season's Beverley Bullet Sprint. It would be very satisfying for Beverley Racecourse if they supplied, as it were, another winner of the Prix de la Baie. There's no action on the Yorkshire tracks until the weekend, when there's racing at Thirsk on Saturday and York on Sunday. It's Ladies' Day at Thirsk on Saturday, with a first race time of 2:20. There are competitions to find the best-dressed lady, best-dressed gentleman, and the wearer of the best hat. The most valuable race of the afternoon is the Personal Touches Diamond Stakes, while the Hambleton Cup and the Barkers of Northallerton Handicap Stakes are also featured. The annual Press Family Day at York on Sunday has a host of attractions for young racegoers from when the gates open at 11:15. Up-and-coming young riders take part in a couple of pony races starting at 1 o'clock under the Charles Owen banner, part of a national series, and racing under rules begins at 1:50. The racing programme features a new listed race, the celebrating 45 years of Betfred Garraby Stakes, a contest for sprinters over 6 furlongs, the same distance as the main supporting race, the York 800 Stakes, a handicap contest for 3-year-old sprinters. There's a racing interactive zone, a fun fair, inflatable army assault course, and many other attractions at York on Sunday, as well as appearances during the afternoon by popular children's TV character Peppa Pig. Now, looking outside the county, recent Nunthorpe Stakes winner at York, the Australian trained mare Hortensia, is set to line up for a crack at another Group 1 sprint this Saturday, the Betfred Sprint Cup at Haydock Park. Likely opponents for the flying mare from Down Under include Bated Breath and Accelebration. Also on Saturday, the Irish Champion Stakes is featured at Leopardstown, with Coral Eclipse winner Nathaniel and last year's runner-up Snow Fairy likely to head the market. And news that Blaine, the winner of the Gimcrack Stakes at York for Hambleton trainer Kevin Ryan, is likely to be aimed at the Group 1 Middle Park Stakes at Newmarket next month. Enjoy your racing.